results showed a mild lumbar fusion. There was no cause for harm. But Donna, who worked as a nurse in Boston Rehab Hospital, took an alarming call early one morning at work in the privacy of the stairwell. The nurse spoke urgently. "Donna, something's wrong with your lab work. Get a piece of paper and write this down." Donna's mind immediately raced. Sure, you want to hear this on the phone. Well, what could she say? What would he say? He spoke quickly. And he named it. He said, "You've got chronic lymphocytic lymphoma. It's a lymphoma, cancer, bad cells in the bone marrow. There is a cure. It's a chronic illness, and perhaps the retreatment indicates in the future. We'll monitor your blood work in the process." Fears had been realized, and when she found her voice to ask the doctor for follow-up appointment to this information, he simply said, "But what for?" Now, the next doctor, a Boston oncologist, was very preoccupied with unusual pathology in the lab work. He couldn't really answer the questions. In fact, her concern, her voice rose with concern. They may have disagreed and argued. And in the end, all that doctor could offer Donna was a referral to a specialist for what he called high anxiety. Well, she was determined to get what she needed and what she wanted. So she called for another doctor's appointment, and this time she and her husband met with an oncologist, a Boston oncologist who specialized. Hour with them. Can you imagine an hour? Well, he answered all of their questions over and over. He repeated explanations. Indeed, he said, "You have chronic lymphocytic lymphoma, a kind of cancer. But there are hundreds of lymphomas, and many are far worse than you have. In fact, some people succumb to their treatment. He gave Donna permission not to. In fact, her husband will meet me and suggest that she seek support from a neighbor who will be with some sort of cancer and appear in perpetual pain. The doctor spoke to them and said, "Donna, you're going to have to make sense of this for yourself. You're going to have to figure out what happens." Well, how would she do this? She didn't know where to start. Why did she do this? Well, the first thing she did that day was to transfer to a hematologist office, the blood specialist, whose office didn't really feel much like his or her, to the oncologist, the Boston oncologist, who specialized in lymphoma, and whose office very much felt like his or her. And this was the first step. She didn't want to die. How would she be at peace with this? She wanted to inhabit the same space as her 21-year-old daughter did, the same of her, as her casual was. So, Mom, how's your lymphoma going today? Donna searched the internet for miracles. They found a healing vortex just going in the same way. So she gathered up two of her friends. In that fall, they traveled to Santa Fe. Now, not long after being there, they traveled one afternoon. bolt of lightning coming from the surrounding hills. Now he went toward that light, and a tree out of it in the ground on the Santa Cruz River. He began to dig, dug, and to his astonishment, he dug up a crucifix. Well, now he was old before. This was Thank you. pray out loud to the sky. In Jesus' name, cast out cancer. In Jesus' name, you are healthy, whole, and strong. In Jesus' name. Just before they left, she announced that the request for search for a miracle cure